Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show, a series of educational talks with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Hello. Today we'd like to talk to Rav Lightman about how did the tragic and dramatic event of the Holocaust influence Jewish identity? What was the Jewish identity until the Holocaust? What happened to us during the Holocaust? And especially, how can we take ourselves today to a new horizon where we can define our Jewish identity, Israeli identity, and take our life and the life of our children to a better place? Nitza, please lead the show. All historians agree that the Holocaust had a vast influence over shaping the new Jewish identity. One might say that as if some sequence was cut. There was Judaism with a certain exilic Jewish identity till the Holocaust, and after the Holocaust there was as if born a new Jew. There's like a real cut in the middle, a lack of sequence, so much that we know very little actually about the exilic Judaism, and we're actually mostly talking about its destruction and the new Judaism or the Zionist Judaism, meaning there was a desire to redefine the Jewish identity, the identity of the Jewish people. Some say that along with the corporeal death, something else was lost, maybe the Jewish spirit of the past, something happened. So on today's show, we'd like to look at the process that took place, but to especially understand what is that true Jewish Israeli spirit that we'd like to build today in our times. So really, maybe the first question, even looking at the psychological process, the people went through, something old died, and there is a lack of desire to identify with that past exilic Jew, and there is a desire to build a new image. So how do you see this from your perspective? The time has come that we have to build ourselves as the people of Israel in the land of Israel. It's not simply that Herzl got an idea in his head or Marx theories, and along with it, suppose psychological processes that scientists went through, and the development of technology, and so on and so forth. But the time has come, and the world is starting to change. And the change in the world is not in direction of technological development or scientific development and so on, but only in order to bring us to the speaking level, to the human level, a new level of life. It doesn't matter, meaning how many gadgets and devices we have in our hands, but what matters is the extent to which we transcend the animate level onto the speaking level. This is the process that nature takes into consideration. What do you mean by transcending, rising from the animate level to the speaking level? I'll explain. We are in a gradual development. We're going through a gradual development for millions of years now on Earth as the human level, which is actually a more developed animalistic level, a more sophisticated animalistic level, meaning what man has, also animals have. Only in man, I'd say that it's in a more radicalized form, like we discover today from our sciences. And we are eventually coming to a state where we're very quickly coming to the end of technological development. We're attaining the end of the technological development, which is not built in order to bring a person to his new inner level, to the human level, the degree of Adam, meaning for him to build his life in a new way. New, meaning good to everyone, inequality, on the level of good attitude towards other people, everything we could call a new level of consciousness and a special, unique level of consciousness. And there's a demand for that. And the question is, it's a question coming from all people, because all in all we see that as much as we're advancing, and today it's even more radical, that the more we advance in our development, the more we discover the gap between people. That in the past we thought that we'd reach some kind of a middle class that will cover the world over, that will leave inequality, everyone will have the same. This is in terms of looking, if we look at technology, but we didn't look at our nature. And by technology, sure, we can reach a state that everyone will be well off. But when we look at our nature, we see that it's not so, that things are only going to become worse. And any good that we can get out of technology, we'll use it in a bad way because of our human nature against humanity. And this is what we see today. And this entire process started 100 years ago. And therefore, here we have to see that there was actually an opportunity for the people of Israel to come to the land of Israel and build the nation and the country the way it should have been. Meaning, being connected, all of Israel, friends, to be as one man in one heart. Not ideally, but being inclined towards it as much as we can. And why? Because there already started a demand from the entire world for things to be this way. And because it wasn't reinforced, then the whole world went into this turmoil of the First World War, and then the Russian Revolution, and then the Second World War, and the Holocaust, and all these things. And to this day, meaning, it's not that I blame the people of Israel for causing all these riots and tragic states that happen in the world. But actually, we have to understand that the entire general program of reality depends on us. And the nations of the world, the people of the world, have no ability to change the process. They are merely operated by the forces of nature. And we're the only ones held accountable. If we don't realize the plan of creation, the plan of creation is realized by the nations of the world and forces us to reach our realization. Therefore, we went through all the problems and blows, and the world went through it too. And there came the Holocaust, and because things developed in a bad way instead of in a good way towards the building of the people of Israel and on the land of Israel, towards the state of Israel, therefore we got permission to build the country. That it was as if done through the nations of the world, that they had a vote in the UN, but actually no nation was established this way, or any country, but us. So it's a wonder that we suddenly got recognition. Yeah, it's as if they're contemplating something, but we'll talk about that separately. And what happens is that afterwards, we got relative period of time, and help from the heavens in which we could exist and even be saved from wars, and all that in order to allow us to build ourselves to some extent. And now we're reaching our times, where the whole world is deteriorating once again into a great crisis. People are losing hope, having the question of what's the meaning in life, plunging into despair, depression, taking antidepressants, drugs, and a crisis in family life, education. In the past, this was holy. If I look at how things were 50, 60 years ago, how the parents took care of us compared to the way parents do it today, they neither have the time nor the desire. They don't even want to get married. And the different distortions and deviations that happen in family life and in sex, we don't even need any wars. I'd say that we need to do some work on the media, encouraging people not to have children for like one generation, and that's it. By this, we wipe ourselves out. Simply, why suffer bombs and or nuclear bombs or whatever? One generation, we agree on it, that we have no children, and that's it. So we're distancing from the process you said that could have started 100 years ago. You said that we're on an evolution towards some new consciousness. Our evolution is negative. At the moment, it's negative? Sure. What are we developing? How are we developing? We're developing for the worst. Evil nature, evil forces, evil relations between us, destroying ourselves, destroying Earth, disregarding the littering everywhere. Look even what's going on around Earth in outer space. So if I understand correctly, evolution is happening anyway. It could only be negative or positive. So what is the positive form of evolution? The positive form is that if we set an example for the whole world, the Jewish people meaning, yes, of course, how to build the country and the people for it to truly serve as an example, meaning that we will all be nicely interconnected in a good way as one man and one heart, up to the levels of even love another as thyself. And until we come to that, we will get ever greater blows. It is an unbreachable law, and we should listen. If not, we will experience blows, and we already see in the world that from one day to the next, we have no idea what's going to happen. And tomorrow, the UN could say, look, we're going back on our decision. The people of Israel can't exist on the land of Israel. We don't like this country. We had a vote. Now we're going back on our vote. That's it. Get out of there. Disperse. Where to? Like with Nazi Germany. There's no place to go. No one accepted Jews from there. No place in the world accepted them. Even America didn't accept them. Let's try to look at the process from an overview. If I take Nazi Germany and the Holocaust as a kind of a transition, I'd like to understand what happened to the Jewish identity till the Holocaust, what happened to the Jewish identity during the Holocaust, and what should happen today. Until the Holocaust, we existed as the people of Israel in exile, that we yield towards religion, and we only kept ourselves as the people of Israel in exile. We felt connected. We felt our common root, the Torah. Well, different. Things that protected us, kept us, the Torah, the chuppah, the brith, circumcision, and getting married inside the Jewish community, customs and religion. Religion, okay. And because we didn't take care of ourselves. We didn't correctly take care of ourselves, and we didn't bring ourselves this new awareness of who we are, what is the purpose of our existence, that we have to be light for the nations, that we have to connect and realize the plan of creation according to the Creator's guidance, that we didn't accept the internality of religion, let's call it this way, where it speaks about it in the Torah itself, about achieving love another as thyself, and introducing it to the entire world. So it happened negatively, that we came out of the old religion and we did not reach the new religion. This is something that we have to do ourselves. This is something that can't be given to us from the heavens. And therefore, the Holocaust actually took people out of religion. But all of the blows that we're still undergoing, suppose from the foundation of the Jewish state and on, all of the wars and all the yes, we get them only because we don't want to enter the new paradigm, that we have to be as one man and one heart and set this example for the whole world. This should be the new Jewish identity? Yes. Okay, so let's define it. What is this new Jewish identity that we have to build? That we are one people, where everyone cares for everyone's connection into one society. It says so in the Torah, in the prophets, in the books of Kabbalah, from the Zohar, and until our times. And the Rav Kook, he writes about it, and Baal HaSulam, everyone. These are well-known things. This is actually serving the Creator. This is actually the new true religion, that a person corrects himself, raises himself above his ego, above hate towards others, to love for others. And until we do it, the blows will only grow stronger and will be very intense. Okay, so let's take an overview. We came to the land of Israel, there was the exile, then the Holocaust, we came to the land of Israel, we had to start building the new Jewish identity, in which a person, I don't even know how to put it, where this new Jew is a person who has this new awareness, a person who's good to all. Yeah, it's like Baal HaSulam says, that we got an opportunity to build here a people and a country that will be entirely according to the Torah. And what does that mean? According to the Torah, it means to be as one man in one heart, in love for others, and after we realize it, to set it as an example for all the nations of the world. Okay, so if I understand the evolutional process you explained, humanity rises to a new level where man is good to all. Yes. And the Jewish people have to lead the development of this consciousness. Yes. Okay, we're here for a few dozens of years now, and it didn't happen yet. You don't have to be a genius to understand that. Up until now, you've analyzed what happened during the exile. Let's go to the other period. Our existence here on the land of Israel, what happened to us since then until now with respect to this identity? Did we come closer? Did we distance from it? You said that the Holocaust took people out of religion, out of the customs. Since we're here, the nation divided, as you understand, into two parts. Many more. We have 25 parties. Two parts, let's say. Yes. But these two parts of the religious and seculars, that among them you understand how many different partitions and divisions there are in there, and each and every person, he doesn't exactly know what does he belong to, and what do we have to do? We have to build an umbrella. Such an umbrella that would protect us from hatred, from rejection, from rejecting each other, that will keep us together in love. And this is an umbrella that we can get from above. In nature, there's a positive force, not only the negative force of our ego that controls us and the entire world all around, where we're all in an ocean, in an atmosphere of the ego. But we can also awaken the positive force, which is called the force of love and giving, or the revelation of the Creator. That if we awaken this force, and as Jews we can do it. We did it in the past, we lived that way, so we'll start feeling our existence in between these two forces of the positive and negative, and then, like with two reins, we can lead ourselves to a state where these two forces which govern us will connect in us into one force called the revelation of the Creator to His creatures in this world, that being the goal. I don't understand. What's the goal? The revelation of the Creator to His creatures in this world. Who's the Creator and who are the creatures? The creature is the negative force. As it says, I've created the evil inclination, which is the negative force. And the Creator is the positive force, and they both connect inside us. This is a process that has to happen in Israel, yes, and afterwards in the entire world. Is it a social process, a spiritual process? Both. Is it a religious process? I don't know what religious means. So again, can you define this process? I'm not taking religions into consideration. The only thing I take into consideration is love thy friend as thyself. That's called religion. Yeah, but you said the revelation of the Creator to His creatures. It's the revelation of the power of love to the creature among the people. Yes, the power of love. Yes. So from your explanation, I understand that there are two forces operating. There's one force, the ego, which separates us, that breaks us into two parts, breaks up the nation into two parts, and so on. And you said that there's also a different force in nature, the connecting force, like you gave the example of the umbrella, that covers all of our evil with good. Okay, so I want to try and connect it to the Jewish identity since the Holocaust until we came back here. I understand that the separating force is working in Israel very strongly, and from moment to moment, the separation is deepening. And that is also according to the plan of creation. So that's exactly my question. What happened here, the process that I think that is today reaching a peak of endless separation, turns out that only the negative force was working that shaped this Jewish identity of separation. The identity, the Jewish identity that was before the Holocaust was a very earthly one. You remember your grandparents? The way they behaved, prepared the Shabbat, prepared the holidays, kept everything. It's exactly like my grandparents, even though they were thousands of miles apart. They read the same siddur, the same prayers, the same things, the same order of day. Our basic earthly existence, like we were in exile. And we came here. Here we had to build a new attitude, the positive attitude where the person is connected with everyone. Yes. And because we didn't start with it, today, so to speak, we're eating it. That today we're in mutual hatred that never happened between Jews to that extent. So this negative separating force is which designed Jewish identity, which you can't even define to this day. Yes, therefore I said 25 parties. Everyone hates everyone. Everyone's against everyone. You can't drive on the road. You can't go out. And no one wants to look at the other. Okay, and now into this soup, into this whole Israeli balagan mess, there's a new positive force that has to be added to this, yes? Yes. Okay, so if we throw it into the separated Israeli society, will it bring it to connection? Can you explain? There will be social consensus around it, where we don't need many parties. We need bright people to lead the nation. Not because they're sitting in the Knesset, in the parliament, and getting lots of money and, each trying to wheel his car in a different direction. We need educators. These are the educators of the nation. We need the educators to educate the people to become all of Israel our friends. This is what we have to come to, so that through these people will come the reforming light. What is that? It is the power, the positive power, the power of love that will reside in the people and will give each one of us this feeling, this inclination. How does the future Jew look like? According to what the wisdom of Kabbalah explains, he looks ordinary, like us, only he has a care and concern for the well-being of others. And this is how everyone is towards everyone else. What is our place in the general puzzle of the world? Each and every Jew and all of the people of Israel together have to be teachers. And you shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, meaning that we will teach all of humanity how to correctly connect. Is it possible? Without that, humanity will destroy itself, won't be able to exist. And according to the plan of the world, this good and nice connection has to happen. And unless we take that direction, just imagine the kind of blows that we can undergo in the future if we don't agree to it and don't arrange ourselves correctly. Today we're a high-tech empire. What will we be tomorrow? The world isn't taking that into consideration at all. No, I mean, according to your perception, what kind of an empire should we be in the world? A spiritual empire. An empire that brings the world the formula of love. This is the Jewish identity. Yes. B'meira b'yameinu. The sooner the better. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you very much, Nitza. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.